Postcard Memories is a weekly series of historic postcard views and photos as well as recollections of the area submitted by Renee Hackstetter. How can one resist the story of the Wright brothers and their climb to the heavens and fame in 1903? Their dad was a bishop in the United Brethren Church, for goodness sake. The boys had a bicycle shop, then they took to flying. When fame, money and burdens came, Orville sought solace on Lambert Island in Georgian Bay. He bought a Gidley and dedicated it to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Guy Johnston walked into the museum with his newly published book, From Kitty Hawk to Kitty Hawk, Orville Wright's Life on Georgian Bay, and on that day I bought an inscribed first edition from the author. Johnston acquired this iconic craft, rebuilt, restored and revived her, and this is the story. Buy this book if you want to know Orville Wright and get a feel for the era. It is chock full of rare, archival photos as well as much unpublished material on the one of the pioneers of flight's personal life. It is told within the context of Franceville and areas familiar to all those who love the Bay. For those who seek facts and truth in stories told about the Bay, they are in for surprises, as some well-accepted truths are different in the story of this fascinating man and his connection to Lambert Island and Georgian Bay.